the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to a solo episode on the Rachel Virga podcast. This is a podcast exclusive episode as a thank you to all of you who have continued to tune in here on the show and our subscribers, and just continually really encourage and support and trust me in your personal journey and my journey too. We're all taking this wild ride of being a human together. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for the kind emails that I receive, the testimonials. When you do this kind of work, showing up online isn't for everybody. Creating episodes and sharing aspects of your life is not for everybody. So when I hear words of encouragement from you, because one of my spiritual gifts is to encourage, I've known that from a very young age. But when I get it back, it makes my world go round. So immense gratitude to each and every one of you who are tuning in on the show here, who've booked one-on-one sessions with me, who hang out with me in skin camps, fall skin camps happening very soon, and purchase my ebook. I am just so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you for saying hello on social media, sending me a DM, liking my posts. If I can offer anything to help anyone's life be a little bit brighter, bigger, badder, brighter, those are like my three favorite B words right now, then my life is complete. All right. Speaking of being bigger, badder, and brighter, I would love to share just a couple of tips on how to navigate these crazy times and how to prepare. Personally, I have always been that kid. When I was 10 years old, I did a freaking earthquake kit for everyone in my house. My parents, my grandparents, my sister and I literally put together like food stores, water, everything we might need. And the reason I did that when I was so young was, even back then, I knew that if I had made certain preparations, because I live on the west coast of Canada and we are prone to earthquakes. We get earthquakes almost every day, but we're due for some big ones. So even back then, I just knew, okay, it's always a good idea to prepare. I must have experienced some type of like earthquake preparedness session at school or something like that, which spurred this on. But it was a good thing, because at a young age, I knew that if I had the correct preparations, that my stress or anxiety levels would be reduced. So this is an episode on how to prepare. This isn't intended to, you know, put the fear of God into each and every one of you that the apocalypse is coming. No, that's not what this is about. But this is about ways to mitigate anxiety and stress, because we are living in highly evolutionary times and we are needing to adapt and evolve on a dime. There is certainly an element of chaos that is encompassing this world right now. There's a lot of benevolent energies, but there is also some not so benevolent energies and things happening on the planet. So you tuning in here are interested in body, mind, spirit energy practices for a higher level of radiance and beauty. Over the last little while, I've really come to understand how important a strong psyche is. So to be rock solid in your psychological wellness, when your mind is not fragmented and you're multitasking, you're looking on your phone, someone's trying to talk to you, you don't even hear them. I mean, the whole badge of honor of being busy and multitasking, that really has to go. I don't know anybody that can actually multitask and do any single task while they're multitasking effectively and efficiently, because what's happening there is our reality is becoming fragmented. Now, the whole thing what I really want to encourage each and every one of you to do is to start to be in the present moment, because when you are in the present moment, you are going to be a better vessel and channel for what needs to come through. So for example, I'm Christian and I love connecting to God and the divine. Now, all of us have individual practices that are just right for us and just the right way at just the right time. I completely understand that. And we need to know how to tap into that. And we need to learn how to be as clear of a vessel as possible. And sometimes we can use certain tools to get us into a certain state or reduce inflammation in our body, mind, spirit as much as possible. When our bodies are running like a fine-tuned sports car, everything is just going to be, you know, going from point A to point B with more grace and ease, and have a little bit of fun while we're at it. Because being a human, let's just face it, it's a pretty special experience. Right now, we are experiencing all the freaking things. And if we're not careful, certain things that are being projected onto us through the media and fears and all that is really going to have a negative impact on our brains. Because when we're in the fear state, our prefrontal cortex isn't going to work properly. We're going to be making emotional decisions. Okay, we're not going to be making logical decisions. I really encourage each and every one of you to disconnect your cable, cut your cable. That ish isn't good for anybody right now. The psychological tactics that are being utilized on humans right now are pretty serious and far-reaching. If you ask any psychologist or anyone who knows anything about psychological manipulation, they will tell you that this has been in the works for a very long time. So that is not a conspiracy. That is playing out before our very eyes, and especially with our smartphones and everything. So this episode on how to prepare is going to give you more insight into how to be more in the present moment. So preparing your body, mind, spirit, energy for whatever is going to happen next. All of these points of chaos and crazy things that are happening in the world, honestly, for some of us, it's just making us freaking stronger. And I feel like I'm one of those people. However, for some of us, it's really breaking us. One of my buddies is a military police officer and was saying that with the local police here, they're 80% of their calls are mental health calls. Mental health, addiction, suicides, all of that. So if you're tuning in here on the show, this is really going to give you those extra layers to help you prepare. So you need to prepare and do what is necessary to feel and be supported, okay? When you are feeling more supported, you are going to be in a more clear, receptive state. You're also going to be better able to be in that service mode for yourself and others. There's no point hoarding all of our knowledge for ourselves. We really need to be leading by example right now. So people around you, they're going to be seeing, you know, how awesome your skin looks because your stress levels are controlled, your inflammation levels are controlled through conversations I have on the show here to help you really cultivate a body, mind, spirit, energy practice that has as little oxidative stress and inflammation running in the background as possible. That's why I talk about nutrition. That's why I talk about biohacking. They're all really key elements to reducing overall oxidative stress and inflammation. So we need to really prepare by keeping our connection to the divine laser focused, and also really prepare our physical needs. Now, as you know, I've been in two pretty rough car accidents over the last 2 years. Only recently have I been able to pick up weights again. But I have to say, having that strength back is key. So no matter where you are in your life, if say you've gone through some rough physical spots, you know, say your physical is wavering, really strengthen your mental and spiritual and energetic aspects of yourself. And I talk about this in my book, Unlocking Your Vitality, that you can get at my website, rachelvarga.ca. Everything is there, how you can work with me, connect with me, reach out. Please do not be a stranger. I always love hearing from you how different episodes may help to support you. And I also want to hear feedback as to what you'd like to hear more of. But in my book, Unlocking Your Vitality, I talk about this almost like chemical reaction. Body, mind, spirit, energy equals whole human. And the Le Chatelier's principle, this is a chemistry principle. If one aspect of an equation is wavering, say there's fewer reactants available to make the final product, some of the other reactants are going to kind of pick up the slack, if you will, so that equilibrium is restored and balanced. So say, for example, we think of Stephen Hawking, very famous astrophysicist. He came up with some of the craziest calculations and theories on our universe ever. And I believe he had ALS. So this is a prime example of someone who was in a relatively poor physical state, but his mental capacity was off the hook. So it's not necessarily a matter of being, you know, 100% in each of those levels. It's a matter of knowing where you maybe are and how you can encourage and support other aspects of yourself, just how we all have unique spiritual gifts and aptitudes and things like that. I love what Elon Musk is doing with his kids, by the way. He is creating different types of schools. And it's almost like when you're looking at an engine, why would you learn about the different parts and things like that and tools? It's like, just learn about the engine and then start to take it apart and put it back together. That's one of the reasons why I love taking mechanics at a young age. So if any of you have young girls or young boys and things like that, really encourage them to be mechanically inclined and things like that, because it's a really good skill to know and have kind of like an inquisitive mind with how things work. But really, just if you have kids, really play into what their aptitudes are with their education. What is your divine inspiration? This is, in fact, a way to prepare, because when you have an inspiration, you are going to be, quote unquote, living your dharma. People who I talk to who are really lost right now, they don't really know what they're doing. They're just doing the autopilot 9-to-5 grind. They're maybe not necessarily living their divine inspiration, but whatever you are doing, my first job was pumping gas at a local gas station. I was the only girl that worked at this gas station, but I did it with a smile and all of that. And when I was growing up, I always had people coming up to me and asking me questions. I know this sounds really silly, but I read Cosmopolitan magazine quite a bit when I was in my teens because I had an older sister who's 6 years older. So she had those magazines lying around. I would read them. I would learn all sorts of things about, unfortunately, sexually transmitted infections and things like that. And then when I was getting a little bit older, I would have friends coming to me asking me questions. And then because of knowledge that I had soaked up, I was able to actually help out some of my friends when they really needed assistance. So I realized at a young age that I was really inspired by helping people. So the logical step was to become a nurse. My mom was a nurse, and I could serve people that way. Whatever I was doing, whether it was pumping gas or making coffee or doing wound care and all of that stuff, I was always doing it with a smile because I wanted to serve and I wanted to help somebody else's life be just a little bit brighter no matter what I was doing. So no matter what you are doing, if you're working your dream job, if you're living your dream life, if you're creating and rolling out your dream business and all of that, that's awesome. No matter where you are, do what you do with a smile and in service to others, and really understand and unpack what your divine inspiration is. You will most certainly look and feel more radiant in the process. If you are in a situation right now, especially with your work and how you're showing up in the world for yourselves and others, and if you're not inspired and you're just on autopilot, trust me, that's going to come through. And if you want to be as radiant and beautiful as possible, maybe switch that up. Change is always uncomfortable, but when you move through the change, feel the uncomfort, the discomfort, move through it, fail all the time, right? The more you fail, the more you're going to be able to understand how to overcome certain roadblocks and obstacles. I really want you all to right now move on from your past. Past labels, past loves, people who have effed you over, past failures. You will not be able to receive the information you need if you are constantly in a state of, oh my gosh, this guy did this to me, he ghosted me, I have this diagnosis, you know, I'm struggling with this, I have this. You can't move on from that if you're constantly talking about you having a thing. And I actually see this in the skin. I have acne. I have sunspots. I have fine lines and wrinkles. I would love for you to actually rephrase that and say, oh, I have a breakout right now, right? There's a breakout on my skin, or there's a wrinkle here I might want to do something about, or there's a sunspot from my glory days in the sun in my youth or this past summer that, you know, I might want to do something about. Or my skin has been a little bit sensitive lately. Maybe I should switch up the products that I'm using to make sure that they're clean and effective. Hey, I'm gonna book a one-on-one with Rachel Varga, right? That is a thought process that I really want you to catch yourself with. Don't say things like, I have acne, or I have wrinkles, or I have saggy skin. Say, my skin is sort of losing its collagen, what can I do about it? I really want you to understand this thought process, because the most vibrant and radiant people I work with, they function in this way. The most kind of like low vibe people that I encounter that have the most lackluster skin, they function in the way that I kind of described. So move on from whatever that is, your past trauma labels, all of that. So how do you channel love? How do you channel hope? How do you channel encouragement? How do you know and receive and when to receive? You have to be so in the present that you cannot explain how you know, but you know, all right? This is something that I know some of you are gonna have your light bulbs going off and you're gonna know what I mean. It's like, if you know, right? But you have to really be in the present moment. You do actually need to experience pain, pleasure, and life in the present moment. And then divine, creative inspiration will then flow through you. If you don't have to pray and beg and all of that, if you're kind of like worried about the state of the world and preparations and things like that, you aren't going to be in a clear, receptive state. Your presence is your preparation. Your presence is your prayer. Your presence is your devotion. Your presence is your magic and your gift. What this will do, being in your present moment, will open up everything and allow you to expand beyond your wildest dreams. Ask yourself, why are you not in the present moment? What's holding you back? What traumas, labels, events, or issues that you might be working with body, mind, spirit, or energetically are holding you back. Feel it. Really feel it. Feel it so much that you feel freaking uncomfortable. Feel it. Integrate it. Learn what you need to learn from it and move on. This is called shadow work. Okay? I want you all to start doing shadow work with your psychotherapist. Ring your psychotherapist up for a session. Say, hey, I think I want to start doing some shadow work. You'll thank me later. It might sound a little bit scary at first, like, oh, what's this shadow work? But trust me, it is a psychological method that was first implemented by Carl Jung, very, very famous psychotherapist. And shadow work is like kind of like deep, advanced psychological work. I highly recommend it. Ask yourself, why are you not presently asking your body what it needs? What are your body's desires? And are you experiencing complete and utter joy? Tuning in as women, sometimes we put our needs last, not first. Sometimes we put our partner's needs first and ours last, okay? There can be a degree of societal programming that has made us live in this way where us as women, we wear this badge of busyness, we're busy moms, we're busy professionals. The only time we really have for ourselves is when we're taking a bath and washing our face and putting our makeup on and doing our hair. And even that can get interrupted, especially if you have things like the news on in the background instead of some music. I love to play on my computer while I'm taking a bath and getting ready, Solfeggio music on YouTube. It's just really beautiful. It's a beautiful frequency. So I'm not hearing other people talking because unfortunately we're getting a bit too stimulated and our mind is kind of like, it's kind of like static on the airwaves. If you need something to help you understand. For me, extra sound and vibrations and all that, electromagnetic, it's static on my airwaves and it really impairs me from being my truest version. Ask yourself, why are you maybe not experiencing peace? Right? Are you still putting a label on yourself, a word, an excuse for not experiencing peace? Labels do not exist right now for some of us. Quantum magic. What is. What else is not. When someone asks me what I do, I no longer say, oh, I'm a nurse. I don't identify really with that anymore. I do a lot of things. So when someone asks me what I say, I kind of don't really know how to answer that anymore because I feel like I don't even have a label. And I was just interviewing Melanie Avalon here on the show. I interviewed her on YouTube just the other day. I highly recommend that you check out that episode I did with Melanie Avalon. It's a really sweet, very down-to-earth, grounded episode where honestly, we get real. And I was actually really happy to see even how far she's come along in her spiritual, psychological, mental journey, because this last little while has been pretty intense. But ask yourself, when people ask you, what do you do? How do you answer? I used to say, oh, I'm a nurse. But now it's like, I'm an entrepreneur. I help people with their skin. I teach, I do international lectures for skin. Oh my gosh, there's this amazing dermal formula that I have both my mom and mother-in-law, best friend, a number of VIP clients on right now. There are pretty amazing supplements that can actually help to reduce oxidative stress in our aging process and slow our aging process from the inside out, and can help to reduce things like hyperpigmentation, sun damage, reduce your propensity to developing precancerous lesions like red flaky actinic keratosis. And just so you know, this is not medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. This is all educational information only. But this is really important stuff. I wish that when you saw your doctor would talk about this stuff with you. They would ask you, how are you doing psychologically at the moment? We no longer can rely on people to tell us what to do. We have to take charge of what feels right for us, body, mind, spirit, and energy. My podcast isn't for everybody. A lot of people listening to what I have to say aren't going to resonate with it. But you here, this isn't an accident. We are connected. We are all one. We are sending and receiving a type of energy that is hopefully instilling hope, encouragement, joy, radiance, beauty, and a little bit of badassery. All right, this is a how to prepare kind of episode. This is more like a psychological preparation type of episode. So labels do not exist right now. We are able to access beyond our wildest dreams and at rates that are lightning speed. I cannot begin to even explain how many incredible deep friendships I've made with clients and those in my community. We're building our communities to strengthen one another. What is, is. This is the fullness of our human experience. All else is not. Your story from your childhood or trauma is not with you in the present moment. It's not in the room with you. What is. All else is not. Do not accept your fears. Do not accept the BS psyops in the media and social media. You can take in information online, but where is it, really? What reality is it in? Is it in yours, or is it in some media's reality? It's not in the room with you. It's being brought into your awareness through a device. What is. Understand reality before you can understand anything else. Nothing else matters. One of my favorite songs by Metallica. Yes, I've seen Metallica live. They're incredible, as you know. I've played guitar since I was 10. This is one of the reasons why I love heavy metal, rock and roll, because essentially heavy metal is playing the guitar in its most extreme, eloquent, technical form. What might sound like thrashy death metal to you can sound like an incredibly technical, melodious riff to me. That's my reality compared to your reality, based on programming. Nothing else matters. All that matters is your reality, and ensure that it is not fragmented. People glorify multitasking and busyness, and this is simply fragmentation and fragmenting your reality. When you're in the present moment, there is nothing else. And nothing else matters but your body, mind, spirit, energy, and how you are interacting with yourself, people, places, and things. If you're not meditating, we got a problem. In fact, right after this, I'm going to go to my best friends. We're going to meditate for probably 2 hours. Sit your butt down, be still, and focus on one thing. Learn it, live it, be it. You would not believe how much stuff I have in the back of my vehicle at any given time. This episode is about preparation. What helps me feel safe, secure, protected is really important, because if I do not feel safe, secure, supported, and protected, then I'll worry, okay? As you know, I share this. I've been like this since I was 10. In my vehicle, if I were to get stuck in the mud, I have traction boards, I have a tow strap, I have supplies so that if I need to make a fire to stay warm, I can. Blankets, food, and water for about 4 days. Med kit, if I need to do some engine work, fuses, all my engine fluids, oil, transmission fluid, brake fluid, power steering fluid, an air compressor, extra fuel, a tire patch kit, a jack, an axe, a shovel, air purifier, a wind-up radio so that I can charge a flashlight, my cell phone, get a radio, be able to make a really loud sound. I literally need all of this stuff in my vehicle so that, and I also have a really good vehicle that is safe, so that when I'm on these rough trails, I can chew through trails with grace and ease. And what does that allow me to enjoy? Being in nature, being on the trails, knowing that I could pretty much get through absolutely anything I need to. My last Jeep, yeah, it was okay. It was kind of reliable, but you know, all the hoses started going, the radiator hose detached on me, I had an engine overheat, I lost all my fluids. Sometimes we need to upgrade aspects of our body, mind, spirit, energy. Sometimes we need to upgrade aspects of our reality around us. It is very important for us to not spiritually bypass the fact that the world is going through an ish storm right now, okay? Some of the other things I'll do at my home, for example, I have a generator, I have extra fuel, I have food and water. By the way, all of the skincare and supplements that I sell, I use myself or my friends and family and clients use. I realized the other day that all the supplements that I have in my office, I have all my products with me. It's all around me. And I package up every single package to each and every one of you. I write a note, all of that stuff. It's not just done through a fulfillment center. I realized that the protein powders that I carry, so I have protein powder for hormone balancing, blood glucose control, putting on muscle. I have probably enough protein powder to get myself and my family through weeks and even probably a month without food, right? I was like, oh my gosh, okay, now I feel a little bit more secure in my home. I feel a little bit more prepared knowing that I do have what I need on hand for my friends and family. Because I've been really getting quite stressed out. We have huge floods where I live. I'm cut off from the rest of Canada where I live on the West Coast. Our rail's down, our highways are down, our farms are flooded, thousands of livestock have recently died. Do you think that that's gonna consume my daily life? No. But do you think that I'm gonna make adequate preparations so that I do not have to be reliant on government systems and support? Abso-friggin-lutely. And I encourage you do as well. Do what you can for your home to have clean water and all of that, the ability to make yourself warm, preserve your food, you know, throw some food in your freezer, get some really good nitrate, GMO, gluten-free, antibiotic, hormone-free beef jerky. That's really great to have on hand. Beans, rice. Have a lot of fresh vegetables like in your freezer. Dr. Anna Temple, she is a pediatrician. And right when the big C happened, you know, 2 weeks, and now we're going on 2 years. Wake the F up, people. Sorry, excuse my French, but we got bigger fish to fry than something with a 99.9% chance of recovery. Ugh, this is what I'm dealing with, okay? As you know, I'm a researcher. I know how to read research articles. It just takes time. It takes time. All of this stuff takes time. Don't freak out. Don't jump on the next bandwagon of whatever social dilemma is coming down the pipeline. These are just labels. These are just labels. These are just tactics to fragment your reality and pull you out of your reality and accessing the quantum and into the 3D, playing small, being in fear, being a consumer, being sick, and aging faster. Do you see the plan now? I want you to be so clear that you can see, that you can feel, that you can hear what's calling your name. Be prepared. You never know these days. You never know. Food, water, everything to get yourself out if you get stuck somewhere in your vehicle, fire stuff, engine car tire stuff, chargeable radio, lights, cell charger, bear spray, knife, axe, shovel. You never know these days. You never know these days. So if you're going on a long road trip, you never know these days. Have enough food and water for a couple days in your car, especially if you're going with your kids, right? Especially if you're traveling around with your kids. Make your home a safe haven. Make your body, mind, spirit, energy a safe haven. Become a clearer vessel. And reduce a fragmented reality from occurring in your life. You are responsible for you. Nobody else. Nobody else has the right to tell you what feels right for your body, mind, spirit, and energy. Only you know. Trust your inner guidance. Become a clear vessel. And you will be able to sift through the noise and have the most beautiful, radiant life beyond your wildest dreams. Health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You can have them if you want. Are you prepared? Are you ready to do the work? Well, if you're listening to this episode, I most certainly know that you are, and I'm very proud of you. Keep up the good work, my friend. I love you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode right here on the Rachel Marka Podcast.